everyone. Hang on.
War Midwest Guys presents Star Wars Rebels Recon.
My name is Rex, Captain, 501st Clone Battalion.
I'm not afraid.
That's what worries me.
Lord Vader.
Yes, Master.
The rebels of the Lothal system. Hunt them down.
As you wish. Your master has deceived you into believing you can become a Jedi.
Things are getting worse just as they did back when I was your age. Back then, there were 10,000 Jedi Knights protecting the galaxy. Now,
there's just you and me.
All right, if I tag along?
The more the merrier.
Mission accomplished.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ford Midwest Guys Presents Star Wars Rebels Recon. Tonight we'll be reviewing the mystery of Chopper's base. With me is Mr. Brian Engmeyer.
What's up, what's up?
Hey, what's up, B? And my brother, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, dude, pretty good. All right, so with the Rebels finally have a base, and right off the bat we see them delivering a load of goods, and as they're coming down to the planet, we see some lightsaber training going on between Ezra and Kanan. I happen to think, and I know this is a bit of a debate between some of us here, because of the different sounds.
It's not really a debate.
I think
you're
it's
wrong.
It's a debate, dude.
You're
it's
wrong.
You have an opinion,
and we've never heard of the concept before in Star Wars.
So therefore, it's 2-1, and you lose.
I'm not even saying you're wrong. It's just like, if that's ever come up, I've never heard of it, and it sounds Star Trek-ish.
Star Trek-ish.
Why are you on this podcast? All right, anyway. So, yes, I have a theory that the lightsabers, because they looked different, and they did look different, and they sounded different, and not just because it was close quarters combat. And they were trying, I don't think they were going for that. I think they were non-lethal lightsabers.
So it was like that's bug zappers?
Yes, essentially.
They set their lightsabers to stun.
They set their lightsabers to bug zapper mode. Like, watch out, mosquitoes.
It's a training thing that the lightsabers, that they do with the lightsabers.
I don't think so. Because even Luke, when he was on the Millennium Falcon, he was training, he had the full lightsaber on. Did he not have a training mode on his?
No.
Apparently it was an old lightsaber. It didn't have that upgrade to
that cool, that cool training mode.
Yeah.
Well, it was Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber for fact. So.
Yeah, he didn't need a training mode.
He
didn't have a training mode either. It's weird.
I'm telling you, that was the...
He went through that old school Spartan training where he's like, you just died sometimes.
There are books that do describe non... Now, granted, they're now legends, but it was...
Oh, so they're not canon now?
Yes, they're not canon now. However...
So I can't believe it.
However, because they pick and choose, I think it was a non-lethal lightsaber mode. So.
Well, that maybe they'll bring back Heroine Skywalker.
We should probably say
Heroine Skywalker.
Oh, we were talking about Cade Skywalker.
Yeah, I think we should probably send that question into the actual Rebels show.
Well, I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that. We go to the official Star Wars Rebels Recon channel with that. Yeah.
That's
the
problem. Ask him. Says. Ask him.
All right.
I don't know. It's not like they actually hit each other with the lightsabers, though. So it's
right.
I mean, they always kind of stopped, even. You would think if there was actually like a stun mode or just a bug zapper mode or whatever we're calling it.
That they'd actually go through the thing and hit
it. Yeah, they'd actually be fine with just bonking them each other on top of the head or something.
Because the lightsabers looked too different to me and they sounded too different to me. Therefore, that makes the distinction.
Okay.
In my mind.
So kind of like how in The Force Awakens you have Kylo Ren lightsaber kind of doing that kind of staticky discharge.
Yes,
thing.
Because there he's, and it is canon, he's using a cracked crystal. Lightsaber crystal.
Oh, is that actually what that is? I always assumed that was just like
training mode.
No. I always assumed that was more him jumping back between like the good and the dark
side. He's actually using a cracked kyber crystal, aka lightsaber crystal.
Oh, okay.
And that's why it looks real fiery and
yeah, spits off
sparks every once in a while. Yeah, yeah. So,
well, that's something new I didn't know.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yep. So now you know.
So where do you get the training crystals?
There are no training crystals. It's a mode.
It's a mode?
You flip a switch, whatever.
Instead of just pressing the button on, there's another setting, like you tap it twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Tap it twice.
Then it goes into training mode.
You're like, you get your lightsaber out and you hit it once and it turns, and you hit it again, it's like, and you hit it three times and your garage door opens.
Yeah. Either that or it goes into the, you know, flashlight mode.
Oh, yes, flashlight mode, which we also saw in this episode.
We did see that. I thought it was kind of cool, actually, that we got to see
it. It makes sense. Mode. I mean, it is a lightsaber. It's more or less like a torch in this scenario.
Now, however, to go against your theory,
yes,
the lightsaber sounded and looked the same when they were killing the spiders.
Really? I didn't catch that part.
So. Well, they were able to kill the spiders with them.
Yeah, and they looked the same and sounded the same.
I thought they looked distinctively different and sounded different to me.
Okay, well, so. I tell you what, after this podcast, we'll go watch it.
Okay, that's fine. I have no problem
just
with that.
Just to see.
Okay, all right.
So, but going forward,
so they make their delivery. They're greeted by the new AP-5 and...
Wait. Going back to the lightsaber thing.
Okay, yes.
That was one of my favorites.
Okay,
with the the kind of the verbiage there between Kanan and Ezra.
Mm.
The...
A little back and forth.
Yeah, you know, it's what starts off with, are they still at it? You know, pretty much nonstop, telling you that they've been training, keep going. And right. Then, you know, Ezra's like, tie again?
Yeah.
And then Kane is like, he pulls his inner Yoda, and he's like, you know, no such thing as a tie. You lose, you die.
You lose, you die, yeah.
Yeah, talking about how winning is just surviving, sort of thing.
And he's like, no. And then Ezra's like, no. Winning is when you kill a
Inquisitor. Showing his difference in philosophy.
Yeah.
Also,
you get to the point where he looks around, he's talking, he's like, you can't, you know, turn your back on an enemy. When did I become an enemy?
Yeah, sort of since when have I been your enemy?
Yeah.
So. And then Kanan doesn't answer.
Yeah.
He just is like, again.
So is Kanan trying to draw it out of him early? Trying to see if he'll turn early, maybe? I don't know, because he's got that in the back of his head.
Well, either that or it could be something where he's anxious going up against the Inquisitor, so he's trying to push, you know, his potential out,
or
you know, kind of prepare him for that kind of situation where, you know, he has to fight for his life.
Or has Kanan lost trust in Ezra, and he's just like, you know, the Force has told me that he's going to turn.
Yeah.
So now I'm just completely turning that off. I can't train him anymore. I know that I can't train him anymore. I'm just turning it off, the whole connection.
If he does that, I think that might actually push him further to the other side. But it could be. I mean, it's possible. Also, what was up with Ezra with his little punk moment there? He's like, what, we weren't good before?
Yeah. Like, he was insulted. You guys are getting pretty good.
Yeah, she's giving him a compliment.
Well, I mean, Ezra's had that kind of cocky attitude throughout the show. It's not that far off from his character.
And then she's like, well, you're getting better. He's like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
All right, so they arrive at the planet, and they are greeted by Chopper, and AP-5's back.
Yeah, I'm glad we at least get to see him. It was brief, but at least we get to see him.
Yeah, he still exists.
On another episode, so it's like, you know, that whole, it wasn't just a waste.
Right.
So that was nice.
Yeah, he came back, he's making an appearance, just a few cameos here and there.
Yeah, he's still worried about the cargo shipments.
Yes, that this was supposed to be delivered hours ago.
Yeah.
So I should expect this all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A little bit more Alan Rickman there for you.
He really does sound like that to me. Like, it could just be me. I don't know.
Okay, so, Dicer ends up going to put out some sensor arrays.
I actually really like this scene because moments before you have Rex talking about, it's a hot, insufferable planet, but hey, at least nothing's trying to kill us.
Yep. And
scene later, Dicer gets captured again.
Right. Is it just me, or is it whoever's flying the A-Wing with the green stripe on it is the one that's going to bite? It's become the Star Trek equivalent of wearing the red shirt. Apparently, you're going to bite it.
I don't know. Yeah. Is it just Dicer over and over again? Like, is it just, like, is that Star Wars Rebels equivalent of Kenny.
Oh my god, they killed Dicer!
Yeah, they could be.
Because they never found Dicer.
They never looked for
her. I know.
They didn't. Once they're like, oh, there's giant spiders. We found Rex. Good enough.
Well, that was the whole point of
going. Yeah, that's why they went out in the first place.
Was to look for Dicer.
And then they're like, you know what? No, we don't care anymore.
Yeah, now we're just trying to find Rex.
And I'm all for, you know, putting more female characters in Star Wars, but do we always have to kill them off?
Well, maybe that's why they keep bringing new ones in. Because they kill the one off, like their quota. They have their quota, and they keep killing one, so they bring one in. Kill one, bring one in.
It's like, okay.
It's just like the token black guy in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Or The Walking Dead, supposedly.
I guess, man. I guess. All right, so they have these spider creatures, although they have 6 legs, not 8 legs, might I add.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a little interesting. But, so you have 6-legged freaks, not 8-legged freaks.
Right. It's actually kind of funny they show Zed being kind of arachnophobic about the whole thing.
Yeah, he's like,
it's a weird kind of
more than 2 legs. And,
yeah, it's just like, yeah, it creeps him out. I was like, that's a weird kind of thing to throw at that character.
It's kind of a neat little personality quirk because he's supposed to be the big...
Yeah,
the guy, you know, the brawn.
Like, right? It creeps him out. Yeah. Like, it's an interesting little thing.
I kind of liked it.
The six-legged freaks with the outer shell of...
Of impenetrable
titanium.
Yeah. I was cool with them with their regular guns not being able to slice through them. The lightsaber should have been able to go through them.
It did.
They kind of did. But the blasters on the actual ghost didn't kill these things.
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
The same guns that take out fucking TIE fighters. I'm sorry, pardon me. Freaking TIE fighters.
Yeah.
And these things are
takes just out TIE it. Fighters in like one shot. This thing takes like 5 hits to the shell and it keeps on rolling.
It just keeps coming. And I'm like, the only way to kill them is to shoot them in the eyeball.
Well, not just that, but they're webbing strong enough to hold the ship down.
I thought that was kind of a neat play on things. I mean, but still, I was like, okay, they're invincible.
Apparently. Right. Well, the only thing I can think of, the reason why it didn't work, is because she already said that the ghost was low on power.
Yeah.
So maybe that affects the shots being fired from the guns.
Low power.
I can see the low power being the issue why it couldn't take off the ground because it was trapped in the webbing. Okay, I can see that a little bit, but yeah, it was a far stretch that the fact that it didn't even do anything to the spiders.
Like they're taking like multiple hits just from like the pistols and stuff, and it's like it's not even leaving bruises, burn marks, nothing.
Yeah.
Also, you know. Go back to Dicer, but with these things. But is it? It's very possible she's still alive because apparently they don't put their victims in webbing. They just hold them in their own little.
Yeah, they're just holding on to them. They're just cuddling,
with the thing.
Well, but I was looking at that. Do you think that it's being held there because it's going to eat it later? Like it's going like a hibernation mode, so it has food. Its food source there when it wakes up, or. Didn't they say, are those eggs?
So it's going to feed it to the eggs?
Right.
Possibly. Eggs, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just found it interesting. Like, it's the spider's up in the wall or in the ceiling. It's holding on to him with the legs. They're prying apart
its legs. And it sounded like broke them. It's when they pull them. I don't know if you're listening. It sounded like they're breaking.
Yeah. And then it doesn't wake up until it's gone.
Oh, those are legs of a spider.
And it just happened to wake up after he got
it. Yeah. It didn't really care while you're prying its legs apart, but it cared once the food was gone.
What else? Let's see. So we they had that. The really cool scene is on the ghost. They actually took Sabine and they forced through her for the first time. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, where they actually threw somebody else other than a Jedi.
They actually were both throwing a person rather than
used a little too much force and kind of sent her flying
over. Well, it's the first time they've done it, so.
Right, and then right before they got ready to do that, and she's like, well, what am I going to be doing? You're staying on the platform. And he's like, oh, we're going to throw you. And they pan back to her, and she's like, this is the time when I wish I had a jetpack.
Nice little throwback to Boba Fett there.
Yeah, and then they throw her.
She goes too far.
And she goes too far, and she goes over the little hill a little bit, right?
Right, she's in a pit.
She's in a pit, and then can't make it out of the pit. She's, like, struggling to get out of the pit, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
The spider's chasing her.
Yeah, like, this is so, like, the...
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, well, like, what is it? The Sarlacc pit?
Sarlacc pit.
And maybe it's just confused why they didn't just force pull her back a little bit. Like, it seems like that would have been an option.
I guess maybe Mandalorians also have a thing with pets. I don't know. Maybe they can't find their way out.
Well, you know, to your point there, why they didn't pull back, I think they didn't pull back because they can't control...
The non-force sensitive?
Because between them and her, at that point, was all the spiders. Mm-hmm. So if they went to try to pull back, they may have pulled the spiders too.
Oh, okay.
Because when they threw her originally, she was right behind them, and they just kind of threw her up in the air and let the trajectory.
So there might have been like a distance issue.
So they just kind of used her for maybe halfway with the force and let gravity do the rest.
Well, it could have been that, or you know,
launched her
when they try to pull her back, they will pull anything in their path. They can't control what they're pulling. Mm-hmm. They can't just pick and choose and say, you know, I want that. I want that cup right there. Pull it this way.
Right.
You got to get all the stuff in between.
It's not pure telepath sort of level.
Yes.
Control. Okay.
Yeah. Also, like though, at the end when she did finally get out of the pit, and they both all did like a sigh of relief and wiped their foreheads.
Yeah, like whoo.
So that was kind of cool. So there's a lot of foreshadowing going on in this episode.
Yeah, there's a lot of flags. There's and it's hard to say whether that's there to be like a premonition of what's to come or whether it's kind of meant to like throw you off. But there's a lot of things, even from the first scenes where you see, you know, Kanan and Ezra dueling each other. Mm-hmm. You have scenes where you have Zeb and Ezra kind of kicking back, drinking, listening to rock music.
We forgot to talk about that. It's an awesome scene, by the way.
But it's one of the most foreshadowing scenes of the entire thing where they're talking about, oh, well, it... Where Ezra's talking about, oh, well, we may not come back, we're leaving soon, and...
So it was like, oh, you'll be back, we'll share war stories.
Yeah. And it's like, maybe by then, you know, we'll have the entire Empire crumbling. It's like, that entire thing, conversation just sounds, it's just a big, like, death flag to me.
Yeah, but it was also odd, we were talking about this earlier, it was the first time we've ever heard rock music.
Yes, yeah.
In Star Wars.
You actually hear some, like, Van Halen guitar in the background.
Oh, I mean, it was like, there was definitely, like, a huge guitar riff, and it was like...
Yeah.
What are we listening to? This is
not classic.
Yeah, this is not classic Star Wars. Everything else, like
kinda cool.
From episode 1 to 7, is just purely instrumental, kind of more classical.
Although, you know, you got Jabba's palace. That's kind of jazzy kind of stuff. But
nothing like this. I mean, even the when they redid Jabba's palace.
Yeah, Jedi Rocks.
Jedi Rocks.
Yeah,
it still had the.
Jazzy
instrumental type.
Not rock and roll.
I mean, this was pure rock and roll. Like, this is actually something you can probably turn on the rock station on the radio and hear.
Mm-hmm. So, getting back to, like, the foreshadowing, though, for a minute. Is it just me, or... Like, Ezra kept trying to connect with the spiders. He did it twice, and each time he got rejected.
Yeah.
The spider actually came at him.
Got angry.
Yeah, it got pissed off. It's like, no, you do not enter my mind. I will kill you.
So my question to you guys is, I have two theories on this. Is it 1A, because he started to drift to the dark side, that he's lost the ability to talk to animals? Or is it 2, are the spiders themselves maybe more sensitive to the dark side of the Force rather than the light side of the Force?
I'm actually going with 2. They are more sensitive to the dark side, because you do see Ezra connect to a spider. And when you do see him do it, the first time is he's fighting the Inquisitor. And he actually does kind of tap into the dark side to call out that giant spider.
Beast. Yeah. It's not a spider, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like it's some sort of like cave thing.
It's like a bat or something. Yeah.
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 Like that's the only,
forget the name
of it. That's the first time you really see him connecting with animals, and it is
through the dark side.
Yeah. Like, so there might be certain animals that might be on the spectrum of, you know, light and dark side too, where you look at the squales, they're clearly more light side, peaceful kind of things.
Where predators are maybe a little bit more...
Yeah, and I mean, you even look at, like, the eyes of the spiders, it's just pure darkness, and you look at, like, the creature that he tapped into when he's fighting the Inquisitor, and it's the same sort of thing.
More peaceful, loving.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brian?
I actually think it's not anything you're talking about. I actually think that it's... The spiders are so not evolved.
Mm.
They don't have the mind capacity to be connected to even think about anything.
To be even connected to through the Force.
So they just don't have enough brain functions to do that?
Right. So when he does it, all it is an irritation to them. There's no connection made, because like with the squales, you can tell they had another purpose.
they had some level of intelligence.
Right, with the like the flying stingray or whatever it was in the other episode.
Yeah.
You could tell they had a different, you know, they had more cognitive function than anything else. Mm-hmm. And these, you could tell there was nothing there. It was just primitive, just...
Yeah, I can see that. That's a good possibility. I still tend to think that I'm kind of leaning more towards the Force side of things, that only because of the musical cues that we kept getting at the end. I kept playing the Imperial March.
Yeah, you see it like you see that like right after he tries to connect, and then you see it after he talks to Ahsoka. And it's like the end of the
episode. Yeah, it's that real slow, drawn out Imperial March.
And now, what was did that happen because we're going to get Vader?
It did seem kind of like a premonition to that as well. Like,
I think it was part of it.
Because, you like know, what's funny is that in the on the DirecTV synopsis or whatever, it actually says Ezra and Kanan try to unravel Vader's plot or something.
Yeah, I think that's actually for the next episode. I think they got that switched up.
Well, no, because it says go to the base and everything else.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. But it said, you know, it said... You know,
Vader's plot.
You know,
I don't know. There's nothing in this episode that really hints at Vader's plot, though, is it?
It's just that.
Other than that, they're planning on trying to figure out more about the Sith, and
and that they know that they're going to go on a journey without everybody else.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, to me, there was just I don't know. Like I said, I'm kind of on the whole Force. I really think it's because he started to turn ever so slightly from the dark side, just in the same way that the Jedi. When they started into the Clone Wars, they gave in to the dark side of the Force a little bit, and they lost their ability to see through the Force. So therefore, I think Ezra's losing his ability to be a Force whisperer, so to speak, with animals, because that's his main ability. At least that's what we've seen so far. So I think, you know, I think that's what they're getting at, and that's why they kept playing.
It is something he specialized in so far, anyway.
Yeah, other than seeing, you know, other than the obvious fact of what's coming, and we know what's coming from the mid-season 2 trailer. But, you know, I think that's why they kept playing the Imperial March, because that's synonymous with the dark side of the Force. We also saw some other scenes. We saw basically Kanan and Hera kind of connect for a minute, you know. Sabine kind of had to push Kanan that way.
Oh, yeah. Like
clueless.
He was definitely clueless, and Sabine's like, really? Really, Kanan?
She, like, puts her head on her
face. Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, pay attention.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's distracted with thoughts of not trying to die,
and then he goes over
kind of overlooking that she's concerned about
it. I understand why it was there.
Yeah.
So you could have that emotional connection to the two.
Yeah, it's almost...
I don't think it needed it.
It's one of those things, like, you kind of forget they're a couple sometimes, and they clearly are throughout the show, and it's just, it's one of those things, like, it's just kind of going back to it a little bit.
Well, they're like, they're the couple that doesn't have the time to be the couple, because they're always busy with the rebellion and the next mission. And
it's like a work wife.
Kind of, yeah.
Like work wife, work husband.
Work husband kind of thing. So, but it's still good to see that connection, and it's going to build towards the, you know, whatever consequences there may be coming out of the finale, so... all right, so we don't talk about the next episode that much, but because it's such a big deal, just real quick, what's your thoughts? Let's just do like a hopes and fears kind of thing for the finale.
I'm actually not sure if I have any, to be honest. Like, I'm just kind of going into it, seeing where it goes. Just because I'm not really sure where it's going to go with Darth Maul, because we haven't seen him yet in the season, even though he's in the trailers. We're not really sure how Ahsoka versus Vader thing is going to happen in this. It definitely seems like it's setting up for, if not some of the characters being killed off, being separated from the main rebellion.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we've been talking about that with how do you have the Jedi kind of interact, and once you get to, like, A New Hope, and, like, how does the rebellion work if you have two extra Jedi in, you know, in the mix and you don't use them?
Yeah.
So maybe we're kind of getting to that phase of it, or we're approaching it to where you put the Kanan and Ezra on a different tangent or a different storyline.
Could be. I don't know. Brian, what do you think? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, we know that they're going to split up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obvious already.
Yeah, we've definitely said goodbye to Hera and the rest of the gang.
Zeb and Sabine.
Or at the very least, you're seeing it happen on two different storylines.
Well, for season two, we've said goodbye, essentially.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. So we're going to see at least like Aaron said, at least Kanan and Ezra are off on their own, mm-hmm. and Sabine and them are on their own.
Yeah.
Because even when they were looking in the spot for, you know, for Rex and the spider thing, they're like, Ezra and Kanan, you go that way, we'll go this way. And Zeb was like, can't we just keep one Jedi on each team?
Yeah.
You know, each group. Right.
She's like, no, and we have, like, to get used to this.
We have to get used to them not being around.
Right.
Which was one of those other kind of flag moments.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. And it's funny because when you think about it, all the dark stuff that we've seen in the trailer...
Yeah.
Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, so...
So all the dark stuff is going to happen here. So, Ezra gets the... What is it? A Sith?
It's a Sith holocron.
Yeah, Sith holocron. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, I didn't want it to do that.
Yeah, where it says, you've got permission to destroy all life or something crazy.
And he's like, no, I didn't want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that in the preview, too.
I have not seen that yet.
Yeah, it's like a robot voice, kind of like a scratchy, eerie robot voice or something.
Okay, I'll have to look that up later.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you're going to see an epic showdown between Vader and Ahsoka. I don't know if Ahsoka's going to die or not, though.
Do you think she's going to go with the intention of killing him or, like, changing him?
I think we've had
that debate before.
I think she's going with the intention of trying to bring him back, which is going to be... I think she's going to find out.
Do you think the end of this episode kind of hints at that, where she's talking about, like, you don't really understand the Force, or, like, how it kind of throws twist at you?
I think that was just more at Ezra, because Ezra was trying to figure out why he couldn't connect with animals. He was bothered by it. I think she's just trying to put him at ease, because she knows what they're going up against.
I don't know. It just seemed like it was relevant for a character that might be considering trying to change someone from the dark side.
Maybe it's possible, I guess. I never really thought about it that way. I mean, I'll give that to you.
I think Ahsoka dies.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she dies trying to bring Vader back to the light side.
Yeah.
And I think she may almost have a Obi-Wan-esque departure. Mm. Like a...
I'm going to sacrifice for the good of the group.
You know, turns her lightsaber off and says, I know you're not going to hurt me. And then Vader just...
takes her out.
Yeah. So you see a Han Solo ending to this.
Well, not a stab, but more of a...
Well, just where, you know, like, the character's just kind of there, just trying to be helpful, trying to reach out to them, and then just get killed for it.
Yeah, I really do. I really think that's going to happen.
That's possible.
And I think that might actually be what... It's going to be one of those, like, you know, where Luke sees Obi-Wan do it, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, you know, it goes into rage mode, right?
Yeah, Ezra goes into rage mode.
I think Ezra going to go into rage mode, and that's where we're going to see the, you have the power to kill everybody. No, that's not what I wanted.
Maybe. I think they're going to use Maul. I think you might even see Vader versus Maul here. That's very possible. I don't think they're going to kill Maul. I think you're going to see Maul in season 3. But
I mean, there's also the possibility that we start seeing, you know, maybe... some setup for, like, some of the future films, like the Knights of Ren sort of stuff, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Inquisitor designs apparently were based off, like, some of the character art for
I have learned, Knights of Ren. Trying to figure out what Malachor is. I've done a little research. Apparently, this Malachor is, according to the books for Force Awakens, is the same planet that Kylo Ren, that's where he makes his lightsaber, so... Same place.
Oh, okay, that's kind of cool.
So there is a tie in there.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's interesting you see the very same type of lightsaber he has, then, that's where he actually builds it.
But if we see...
It's not really how spoiler alerts work.
I mean, if we see... No, not...
You say it first and then read it, not read it and then say it.
Just go la 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 for like 5 seconds.
It's a reactive spoiler alert. But the fact that we might see Vader... versus Maul is even more exciting to me than Ahsoka versus Vader.
Mm. I don't even know if that's going to be cool, because we already know that if that happens, we know Vader wins.
Well, not necessarily. It might be just like an epic battle or maybe, tie kind of thing.
Maybe there is no ties. You lose, you die.
Well,
maybe he doesn't...
They get away. I think you might actually see Maul help the Rebels. It's a
possibility. Because he's trying to plot against Vader.
He's got his own motives.
And the Emperor.
Yeah. I think
like he might actually start training them to actually fight on his behalf.
He's like the Emperor with Anakin. I think he's going to be screwing with Ezra the whole time. That's just my thought. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the Knights
join me. I will give
so
you
the Knights of Ren are actually started by Maul.
Could be.
That'd actually be kind of cool, actually.
I don't know if that, I'd be cool I don't know that. If they're going to go that far with it, but it's possible. Anyway.
So. Hear that, Orc? He actually has Ezra being the first Knight of Ren fighting the Empire.
Maybe. You never know.
It'd be a cool tangent.
That would be a heck of a twist.
Yeah.
You know, all right. Okay, so we've gone out there as far. Usually we don't do that, but it's such an epic episode. I just wanted to get your thoughts.
We'll probably do more of that in the next episode as well.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, let's get to final thoughts and grades. I'll give you the honor of the first final thought.
I think it was a decent B. There's a lot of interesting little tangents throughout the episode. It had a decent amount of action and comedy, and kind of a lot of foreshadowing, and it's kind of interesting just trying to figure out whether that's a premonition of something to come, or whether that's something the animators and directors are kind of throwing in there just to kind of throw you off a little bit so you don't see what's about to happen as clearly. So it'll be interesting to see how the next episode goes.
Okay, cool. Brian, what's your final thought?
My final thought, let's give it a grade of a B+.
Okay.
I like the formation of the base.
Mm-hmm.
Like Aaron, I'm looking forward to the next episode. This episode seemed to have a lot of plot holes.
With the spiders.
With the spiders, you know, with Dicer.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like...
Yeah, they never looked for Dicer.
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed like there was a lot of... A lot of loose ends that was just like either they forgot about,
yeah.
or they didn't care,
and we caught on to it for some reason. I don't know, but I did like there was several tie-ins. Even the sensors kind of looked like the ones from New Hope.
New Hope, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the next couple episodes, and you know, hopefully the lightsabers are turned on full force, not training mode.
I hope so.
It'd be a horrible mistake, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I got Vader! And it's like, zzz, like, oh.
Damn it.
Horse choke! Yeah.
Why is there a training mode? Why is there a training
mode? I'm telling you, it's real. Anyway. Getting my final thought. I'll give this about the same. I'll give it a B+. The spider thing was interesting. The whole... dynamic.
Well,
but it was,
maybe they'll bring it back later. Someone will actually have armor made of the spider shell and they'll just be invincible.
Yeah.
It'll be like adamantium in the Star Wars universe.
Ooh, nice.
No. Anyway.
Claws. Zeb comes out with his claws.
Although Zeb with claws would be cool. But anyway. Yeah, I'd give this a B+. It was, like I said, the spider thing was just kind of like a nice little adventure, I guess, to go on. It was one last team-building adventure. Otherwise, I liked all the build-up, the camaraderie, the build-up, the same, basically kind of like that moment. It's almost like there was a bunch of Anakin, Obi-Wan moments where they said goodbye to each other last time before Anakin turned to the dark side. It kind of had that kind of a feel.
Mm-hmm.
Too, especially with Zeb and Ezra. I really enjoyed that, and I really enjoyed all the forebodings of the episode, the build up, the visual clues, even the stupid little, it looked like an owl, I guess, the flying creature,
the owl at the end. Yeah,
which is like an owl. Which is synonymous with an omen, you know, bad omen of things to come. So just the little things like that, and the build up for what's coming, and it was nice to see the Rebels actually get a base. So. Just kind of my final thoughts. All right.
Wasn't the base on a different planet than what you thought?
Oh, yes. I had to do a retraction. I thought it was Yavin, and apparently they made it. They tried to make it look like that to throw us off a little bit. It's, according to the official, it's, I can't remember the name of it now. I want to call it Avalon, but that's not right. It's something else with an A or something along those lines.
Not Misty, anyway.
But anyway, it's not Yavin 4.
And they didn't name the base either.
They did not name
the
base.
Even though the episode's called The Mystery of Chopper's Base.
Yeah, maybe it's just Chopper Base. I don't know.
You think it's called Chopper's Base?
You might be. Chopper found it.
Well, not really.
That's kind of generic.
It was kind of AP5 that found it.
Thank God it wasn't like somebody like named Bob. Like, Bob's Base!
Come on down to Greg Bob's Base. All right.
You got great burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Okay, so where can you find Four Midwest Guys? Well, you can find us on a iTunes. You can type in the number 4 Midwest Guys. You can also leave us a review there, but if you do, make sure it's awesome. You can find us on Stitcher, OneCast, all the other apps out there, online apps. If we're not on one that you have, please drop us a line. I'll make sure we're on there, we get posted on there. We're on Twitter. We're at the number 4 Midwest Guys. Mr. Ankenbauer, where can people find you on Twitter?
They can find me at Ankzone. That's A-N-K-Z-O-N-E.
Copy that. And how is Twitter Quest going, sir?
It's going pretty good. I think we're on up to 850 on
the main site
and over 1,800 for mine.
Cool. Excellent. Excellent. You can find me as well at that's at BWilly1977. Also, we've just started. There's a limited number of podcasts right now. We have a YouTube channel.
Assuming we can keep the episodes up.
Yeah, we will going forward. But we'll start posting more and more there, hopefully in the future. That's just another avenue that you can reach us. You can also reach us via email at the number 4 midwestguys at gmail.com as well.
Feel free to send in any questions.
Oh, please. Actually, yeah, we love feedback. We love questions. If you got questions about Rebels, about the episode, about this episode, any other episode, we would love to do a question and answer segment on each show. So please, Twitter, send us via Twitter, email, Facebook, drop us a line, let us know. So, all right, guys. Brian, thanks for joining us, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And my brother Aaron, thank you, sir.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right. And this is Brian, aka B. Willie, saying, may the force be with you.